But we're starting this morning with the Leaving Cert results. They have fallen this year overall as grade deflation takes hold after 5 years of artificially high outcomes. The class of 2025 has been awarded fewer top grades, with the portion of H1s down by 2.6 percentage points compared to last year, and O1s down by 2.1 percentage points. This year's results will be released in around about 40 minutes' time, and the impact is most clear at the top of the result structure, with H1s accounting for 11% of grades this year compared to 14.3% last year, a drop of almost one-fifth. Scores achieved by students in exams have been artificially boosted in post-marking adjustment for the last 4 years because of COVID and all that went with along to that. The State Examinations Commission has said it believes this year's outcome is in keeping with the commitment by former Minister for Education Norma Foley to a modest gradual reduction that would minimise the impact on students, and the long term goal is to bring results back to 2019 levels when no artificial intervention of this kind was made. And there is that overall concern there that students this year on slightly lower grades would be competing with students who deferred their place or with re-entering the race after a couple of years with higher grades from previous years. Hopefully that isn't a major issue with regards to it. But I suppose the first thing to face for families and for students is the results themselves this morning and what it means for them. And as tense as the morning is, it isn't the be-all and end all. It isn't the final word on your career. It isn't the final signpost to what you will be or what you'll find that you want to do with your life. With me on the line to talk about this element of it in more detail is Gerry Kennelly, who is on the line. Gerry Kennelly, of course, entrepreneur, filmmaker and photojournalist. Gerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Look, how are you feeling about it this morning, the 1,700 students in Kerry? What advice would you give them in terms of a career or in terms of this morning and these results and the impact it can have on their future?
Well, Gerry, the Leaving Cert is just a badge. Your Leaving Cert results are just one of the badges that you wear in your life. And it's not the be-all and end-all. The bottom line here is that the entire CEO system is incredibly flawed, in my opinion. When people are looking for jobs after college, they're put through psychometric testing by their employers. Unfortunately, people don't get any psychometric testing before they decide what to study. And are they really doing the right thing? They have no idea what a job might be really like. So 15% of people drop out. A higher number than that even change courses. So the thing is, you know, were they going to do the right thing anyway? Those who don't get the results that they want, and there's a huge amount of students who after college fail to launch. So look, I mean, I didn't go to college myself. I didn't sit the Leaving Cert. I left shortly after fifth year and did an apprenticeship with my father as a photojournalist, and I did okay. And lots of people have taken that sort of irregular path and have done fine. And there are lots of alternatives, Gerry. So look, you know, I think it's very hard for people to make these decisions about education because they don't have summer jobs now and they don't have the opportunity to see what a job might be really like. And that's something that I think should be encouraged. I mean, also the whole way the college is set up now, there's people doing 10 and 12 hours a week in lectures. They have a very short year. So it's very hard to get back to the real world if you have gone to college. So maybe you'd be better off doing an apprenticeship or taking a job for a while to figure out what you really want. Because we all spend a lot of time at work, and you know, making the right decisions is important.
Yeah, the dropout rate up there, 15%. That can it eats up time. Look, it can be part of the natural process to find out what you want to do, but it's on the increase, which is a concern because you can get caught. You know, do one course, don't like it. Do another course, all of a sudden, 2 years gone by, you might not be happy with that either. And all of a sudden, 3, 4, 5 years are gone by, and you still aren't any further down the road to your career. You can get lost.
Yeah, look, I think it's really important. There are some good courses out there in college and in the real world. And I think the thing is, you have to do your research. I mean, what did people who did those courses get at the end of it? And you really have to, you can't just pick one like picking a horse at the stone races. You just have to really do your research and spend your time in it, because this is so important for the rest of your life. And, you know, you have to figure out, and, you know, I think there's if people don't know what they want to do, if they're going where their friends are going or going a course their friends are going on, that's a complete waste of time. I mean, I think the thing is, you know, there's no harm in doing a bit of work and or volunteering and figuring out what you really want. You know, it's not a rehearsal. You have to spend your time doing and doing work that's worthwhile for you, that's rewarding, that will stay with you for the rest of your life, you know.
And you mentioned, Gerry, summer jobs there. Are fewer young people going into that realm, getting summer jobs, figuring out what it's like, manual labour, jobs in the service industry, jobs in retail where you're dealing with members of the public, figuring out what it's like to work for a boss, get a paycheck and have to be there on time, those sort of skills?
Absolutely. Look, I think it's something that should really be encouraged. In fact, you know, employers, I think, are finding it difficult now with margins being so tight and their costs going up. So, look, if there was one thing the government could do to make sure that people got better value out of that very expensive education system that the taxpayer pays for, then it would be to incentivize employers to bring in young people during the summer or during other school holidays. I mean, you learn so much. There's so much empathy to be learned, so much experience of dealing with people. And most importantly of all, figuring out what you don't want to do. And a lot of people, their summer jobs, hate them so much that they'll do a lot of other things. They'll go through a lot of
time. It can be a massive motivator. Well, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. This really doesn't suit me. So it can motivate you to go after a different area.
Absolutely. And to think about what you really want to do. I mean, you can't just drift. I mean, you know, there's so many threats now for... I don't envy young people now because there's so many threats, particularly with some things like AI will wipe out a lot of jobs. But I can tell you, it won't be wiping out painting or plumbing or carpentry or electrical or solar work. Do you know what I mean? All those jobs still need to be physically done. And, you know, it is a threatening time, but I mean... It's very hard unless you try something out to know what's good. I mean, one of the things that in the Junior Entrepreneur Program, which I'm involved with and that's been running for the past 15 years, is that young children in primary school get to try things out and get to voice their opinion in a way that they wouldn't have before. And it's a bit like a summer job early for kids in primary school. And, you know, that makes a big impact on them, and they decide, well, I never want to do this, or I'm good at finance, or I'm good at marketing, or I'm good at talking to people and selling. I mean, they're all small little cues, but they're really, really important.
Yeah, they're the other skill sets that don't always get assessed when doing the traditional leaving cert.
Yes, and you know, I mean, one of the other things that I find as well personally is that, you know, I've always read a lot in my life, and I've been interested in a lot of stuff with regard to my work, and, you know, listening to podcasts, reading credible news publications, you know, the specialist Facebook groups I find particularly useful in things like filmmaking that I'm doing now. There's a lot of experts all over the world who are doing exactly what you're doing, and you share the knowledge with them. You know, I've done a lot of online courses in various things, and, you know, I think that constant learning is really important, because, you know, you have to keep your skills relevant, and a lot of things are quite technical. You just have to wrap your head around them if you want to do a good job of what you're doing.
Yeah, Gerry, how helpful was it this week, the timing about the Rosa Tralee, Caitlin Cummins coming out and talking about her career choice, being an apprentice electrician? A lot of focus that she's a woman, but also the focus that, you know, apprenticeships, that's what she wanted to do. She went the other road, very happy with her choice, and the ETB and the courses, the PLC, other avenues for people to go on that they should be considering from this morning if they don't want to be
on. I think it was it's admirable, and I think it's that every tradesperson can be really proud. I mean, you know, they're in a huge demand, and, you know, to be a good tradesperson is a great career in it, and there's plenty of room for progression as well. People, you know, if you want to stop being an operator at some stage, you can go into management. I mean, it's a really valuable skill, and, you know, anyone who looks down their nose at them, you know, I think they've got a problem.
Anyone who's looking to get work done at the moment can't afford to look down their nose at anybody, because they're just so scarce, and it's such a progression. And she made the point that you made as well about the AI and the uncertain future in some industries in relation to that. That's not coming to take your plumber away, or your electrician, or your engineer anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, there's one further point with regard to a lot of the college courses that are there are Mickey Mouse, in my opinion. And I think the thing is, the person who's signing up for those should have a good idea of what the job market might be like in 3 or 4 years' time when they come onto the market. And a lot of courses that people do, maybe because of where they are or whatever else, to make the wrong decisions. But I mean, a lot of those courses are useless. And I think you need to challenge everything about it, including who the lecturers are, what their experience is, and what the outcomes were from that course previously. You know, students can't afford to be crash test dummies because, you know, the result of that is that they fail to launch and they drift suddenly you're 26 or 27 and you're not in a decent paying job.
Yeah, yeah, and that's all part of it. So that's the research element of it, Jerry, really. Do your work, do your research, figure out the college, figure out the course, and try, look, in a way you're hedging your bets to an extent, but try and figure out, well, what's the direction of travel here? 2 or 3 years' time, are there still going to be jobs in this area?
Exactly. And I mean, I think there's an awful lot to be said for stall the ball, maybe volunteer for a year. There's lots of great organisations in Ireland and abroad whom you can volunteer with. Go and work for a year and figure out, learn something about yourself, because it's almost certain that the decision you'll make a year or 2 years later will be different to the one that you made when you were filling out your AO form.
Yeah, okay. Jerry, listen, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that this morning. Give us your perspective on it. That's Jerry Kennelly there on the line talking about, look, his decision to leave school, go into an apprenticeship. This isn't the be-all and end-all today. There are other options. But for those who are going to college, he's making a strong argument for two things. Number one, have your summer work done in advance so you figure out what you're good at, what you like. Volunteer, figure out dealing with people. It'll give you a pointer as to where you want to go. And really do your research before you decide this is the course I want, or this is the college I want, or this is the road I want to go down and this is the direction I want to go, because it can be very easy to go into something that you're not happy with. You drop out. Not suggesting that everyone who drops out of college automatically is a failure, but that if you want to try and avoid that and go in the right direction, sometimes you need to experience things as well and go a different direction from there. But if you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch with us in the programme this morning. And again, best of luck to everyone out there, families, the students themselves. I know a lot of pressure is put on by people and put pressure on themselves to achieve well in the Leaving Cert. This morning is the end of all of that, and hopefully it goes your way. It is Leaving Cert morning. Many students out there are getting their Leaving Cert results or have got them already. Some leaving it a little while. Just wanted to read a message out, and this is a message which is put up on social media this morning by Paula Sills, who is the mother of Luke Sills, who unfortunately lost his life in a waterbase accident in Fianna. And she's put this out this morning. Every day is a heartbroken day without her amazing son/brother Luke, but more so on special days and occasions like today. Today, the Leaving Cert results are out. Unfortunately, Luke didn't get to sit his Leaving Cert exams, but we know, as his family, he would have done absolutely amazing. He always did so well in school life and made us so proud. As we always said to him, do your best, that's all you can do. Wishing all of his friends and class of 2025 all the very best in receiving their results this morning. Just remember, there's a place for everyone. Hashtag live for Luke. And that's just a beautiful message sent by Paula Sills on what must be a very difficult morning for her family this morning, thinking of what might have been. But important to put that message out there as well. And the best of luck to everyone.